USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senators who visited facilities on the southern border where unaccompanied children were being held in cramped conditions inside makeshift tent-like structures say they were told to delete the evidence.
We were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Senate leadership on Fox News, would not say who told him to delete the pictures. The man who caused Taiwan's worst rail accident in decades was led away from his home by police on Sunday. He apologized in tears for not properly engaging the truck's emergency brake. The vehicle slid down from a construction site and hit a passenger train, causing it to derail just before entering a tunnel, crushing many passengers inside mangled train carriages. 48 people were killed, at least 198 injured. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
O facite in mea commemorazione.
Pope Francis, in his Easter Sunday message from the Vatican, called for peace, asked God to comfort the sick, those who have lost a loved one, and the unemployed. He praised medical workers, sympathized with young people unable to attend school, and called on everyone to help combat the pandemic. Pope urging countries to speed up vaccine distribution, particularly to the world's poorest. Hunter Biden defended his business dealings in China this morning on CBS.
I'm cooperating completely. And I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing.
You're 100%
certain? I'm 100%
certain
of it. And all I can do is cooperate and trust in the process.
Federal prosecutors in Delaware are investigating his finances. The son of the president has long denied any wrongdoings in his overseas business dealings. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. has set a new daily record for COVID vaccines administered, while new data may begin to change public health recommendations for the fully vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The United States has set another new record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. That also brought the 7-day average to more than 3 million shots administered per day. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he believes that those who are fully vaccinated may not transmit the virus if infected and may no longer need to wear a mask. But the White House's chief medical advisor tells Fox News that he still recommends that those who are vaccinated keep masking up as a precaution until there's definitive data available.
There are studies that are coming online now that are going to definitively prove that. And that's the reason why we say when that happens, we'll pull back on the recommendation of saying people who are vaccinated should continue to wear masks. It's very likely that they're not infective. But just to be sure and just to be cautious, you want to be conservative on the side of saying, wait till we get data where we can definitively prove that.
The Epoch Times reports a coalition of 22 states led by Republican attorneys general have called on the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against California's attempt to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. California did so in 2016. The Ninth Circuit's 11-member panel has agreed to rehear the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.